Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joe Knight back on the show. Joe's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now, golly, coming up on 7 years. He's Chief Financial Officer and co-owner of SetPoint, also co-owner of Business Literacy Institute, the co-author of a couple of books, including Project Management for Profit and Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs. That's the one he wrote for you and me, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Knight, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be on the show.
It's good to have you back, as always. We always get smarter when you join us. Hey, Joe, I want you to remind us and bring us up to date on the research that you conducted across the country on financial literacy. I remember you, yeah, when you first did this, you gave us a report on it, but you've got some updates on it, and I want you, and even so, I want you to remind us about what you learned.
Yeah, Jim. So I train companies financially through the Business Literacy Institute. I teach basic finance, and so often when we go to clients, the CFO would see my book, Financial Intelligence, and say, "Hey, you know, we'd love to have him come in and train. We like the way the book's written. We'd like to go with that style." And they'd always say, but, you know, we want a 300-level class because all our executives are at a high level financially. Mm-hmm. And I'd always say, no, they're not. We have this debate and this discussion. So
They had a level three. They had a 300-level job. They just didn't have a 300-level understanding.
That's exactly right. And I knew that because I'd been training across America with small companies, Fortune 500 companies. And so finally my partner, Karen Berman, and I decided to develop a simple true-false multiple-choice test.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen's got a PhD, and she went to her university where she did her training and had an independent study done with executives across the United States, and the average score on that test was 38%.
Wow.
That's
embarrassing.
My publisher at Harvard was so stunned by the results that they asked us to do an article in Harvard Business Review. Now, this was in October of 2009.
Right.
What's happened since then, Jim, is now when we get those kinds of comments or, you know, requests from our clients, we say, let's have your group take the test.
All right.
And in some of the largest, you know, Fortune 50 companies, top executives, the highest score we've ever seen is 58%.
Wow.
And it's always shocking.
What's an example of some of the questions that they're missing?
Things like, what do you call a statement that measures revenue and profit? Income statement, P&L, profit and loss, statement of operations, or all of the above?
Yeah, that's D.
and the answer is all of the above.
Yeah,
questions
of course.
Like that.
Hey, you know what? Joe? My audience note could answer that one. You know why? Because I drill that into their heads all the time.
I hope so. But it's questions like that, Jim, and it's so shocking to people to see that my clients
and they would miss
it.
And these guys would 40 to 60% of them would miss that.
Yeah, exactly. It's surprising to a lot of people, but what happens is these executives, even if they had finance training in the past in 20 years, and they get in a meeting and people start talking finance, and they glaze over. They don't raise their hand and say, "What does EBITDA mean?"
Right.
Or so on and so forth. They just fake it, and they're smart enough to fake it.
Huh.
And it happens over and over again.
Yeah. Wow, and they're making financial decisions for the company.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, at one point I was asked to train a big medical group in Boston. They wanted to train their docs, and the average score of the doctors was 25%, one of the lowest we've ever seen.
Wow.
And
I can forgive the docs for not having some of the technical stuff. If you're giving them that.
No, I agree. But what was funny was when we got done with the test, the sponsor of the program asked me to come back and said, "We loved having Joe." Doctors were very upset they scored below the national average. Whereas other people, when they scored low, say, "Man, I need to improve," but the doctor didn't handle that. So never gave them the test again. But I came back and trained them.
Yeah.
Trained other groups.
Right.
But Jim, it's a real challenge in business to have people running businesses, people at high levels in large businesses that just don't understand fundamental financial statements.
Well, my
how to read them and what they mean.
The challenge I've taken on the last 18 years, Joe, is getting more small business owners. I don't care what they call their operating statement or their P&L or whatever. I want them to have. I want more of them to have a regular one. And I don't care what they call it. That's the problem. We got out here on Main Street, Joe. The worst problem is not that we don't know what to call that statement. It's that we're not producing them.
Right. And the balance sheet as well.
Exactly right.
You know, I talk about
a cash flow projection spreadsheet here on the show all the time. Quick break, folks.
Absolutely.
We're going to come right back. Joe's got more smart stuff for us after these messages. Joe Knight and I will be right back. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.